There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Wednesday, April 26th edition, and I hope everybody's having a great middle to their week as they listened to their MLB DFS Daily Dish. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday. Quite the day. Coors Field was the Coorsest of the Coorsest as it's been. Yes, I'm inventing stupid Coorsest names. We had 27 runs in Coors Field. Trey Turner, congratulations. I'm not even knocking it. He hit for the cycle 40. I think he almost got to 50 points last night. If he didn't, it was an impressive evening for Trey Turner. Home runs everywhere. It was just Coors at its finest. You had 10 points or 10 runs by the White Sox. Told you Duffy was another one. The price was goofy. He was just in a bad spot. The Tigers scored 19 runs. The Diamondback stack was great again. That was there. But Walker and Estrada were great choices. Jesse Hahn, phenomenal. I loved him. He was great. Great punt play. But overall, it was a good and an ugly night. Like I told you, Kershaw's great pitcher, but just didn't live up to the price tag. It just can't live up to that price tag. So, interesting night. Good and bad. You had to just nail Coors with the right cheap pitching to make it, pretty much, or nail the Tigers because they'd be extremely low owned. It was one of those weird nights. So we'll go at it again on Wednesday, and some interesting stuff on Wednesday. We have a 15 game all day, 3 game early, 12 game evening slate. We're going to be focusing on the 12 game evening, but real quickly on your 3 game early slate, you have Cincy at Milwaukee, Adelman versus Peralta. This is the game you're going to want to game stack on the 3-game early state. For the Brew Crew, you're going to want to just go all in on Adelman. Thames' price has finally gone up, but he's just on fire. Goes yard again yesterday. His post-game was great. He got tested again, blood and urine. He is just amazing. Check out Around the Bases, our pod that me and Mo do. We talked about him again. I've been very adamant. I talked about him on every pod that lets me talk about him. And we tweeted it on at Around Bases Pod's handle, the talk, his post-game interview about his steroid testing. It's really good stuff. So he's there. VR from the left side, good power-speed combo. Perez is on fire. You got the catching situation. Bandy will probably catch because Pena's been on fire. He's caught the last 2 games. You know, Ryan Braun, obviously, Travis Shaw, all great options stacking there. Rookie Davis is going instead of Adelman. Pitching change overnight when I was prepping. Rookie Davis is going for the Reds, so your Milwaukee bat's still fine. Probably better off. For the Reds against Peralta, you know, you got Joey Bats, of course, Billy Hamilton, Peraza, Duvall, Schebler, usual suspects in play there. For the White Sox, you got some rain possibilities. Kansas City at the White Sox, some good rain possibilities, so keep your eye on that one. Nate Karns versus Jose Quintana. On a regular day, you wouldn't be looking at any pitchers. Quintana's at $10,500, which this is like the what-the-hell price Danny Duffy had last night. But at least Duffy's pitched well coming into this game. Quintana's been a mess. But both offenses, KC hasn't hit anybody good, really doesn't hit lefties good at all this season. Carnes has been a mess. Righties hit Carnes better than lefties. If you want to use a little, maybe a Abreu, Frazier's kind of heating up, but he still hits below 200. Avisil Garcia's having a great start to the year. If you want to look that direction, go for it. For the Royals, I wouldn't go anywhere. Lorenzo Cain hits lefties well, but I just stay away from them at all possible. Maybe Salvi Perez. Houston at Cleveland, you got Lance McCullers versus Trevor Bauer. McCullers likely the chalk of a three-game day slate. Great pitcher, super high on him. If you want to be ultra-contrarian, you go with the Cleveland Bats. Best offense overall, well, outside Cincy Milwaukee, just because the heat and the hitting environment, the pitching matchup, but that's your contrarian stack against McCullers, in case he has an off day. But that's McCullers is the man, 10-3, going up against Bauer. Houston bats against Bauer can be lower owned thanks to that Cincy Milwaukee game, so you want to target that game. That would be your three-game early slate. Check out the weather in your evening slate. You got some light rain chances throughout. You got a little bit of heavier rain chances potentially in Boston, but it looks like it won't be too bad. They look like they'll get that one in. Your heavy stuff, really heavy stuff in the Toronto-St. Louis game. So that game, if this weather forecast is accurate, it looks like we're going to get rain out in St. Louis. So we might not get the Reds or the Cardinals, Blue Jays. So we might not get an extra inning game where Marcus Stroman gets to pinch it, hit a double, and that's how the game gets decided tonight. What a shame. Absolute shame tonight. But that seems to be the only real bet on slight chances here and there. Those will likely get in, so not too bad. Looking at the game totals on the night, we have Colorado, of course. Washington at the Rockies, 11.5 total. We have Coors Light, Padres, Diamondbacks, 9.5. We have Minnesota, Texas at 9. And then it's an 8. Well, that's a day game. And then it's all 8s. You have Chicago, Pittsburgh at 8. Miami, Philadelphia at 8. Tampa, Baltimore at 8. Seattle, Detroit at 8. Toronto, St. Louis at 8. Oakland, L.A. at 8. And then it's New York, Boston, 7.5. Dodgers, Giants, 7. And then Braves, Mets, 6.5. So not a ton of offense outside those big three I named off at the beginning. They're looking at some better pitching today, supposedly, but there's a lot of bats I'm looking at, but there's also a lot of interesting pitching options. So this could be a fun slate, fun slate. Lots of decision-making to be made, and that's what we're here for, to help you guys make those decisions. And let's break it down. Let's get into the pitching for tonight's slate. Kicking it off with the one and only Noah Senda. Guard going up against the Atlanta Braves. Thor, $12,600. He's a beast. We know this. 1.73 ERA. He is just a strikeout machine. 10 Ks in his last start against Philadelphia. He's opened the season against the Braves. 6 innings, 5 hits, nowhere in 7 Ks. Beasting out. The Braves strike out 22.4% of the time against right-handed pitching to start the season. Very bad against right-handed pitching for the most part. You don't have to really talk too much to get yourself locked in on Thor. But 12-6, highest priced arm, very good spot against Atlanta tonight. Very, very good look. If you want to save $1,000, I have no problem with John Lester. Most people won't look his direction. They always look past the old man. They think he's not that good. Soft tossing Johnny. I love John. 11-6. He struggled his last time out in Cincinnati. People will look at that and think, oh, no, we don't want John Lester. Fine. His first three starts were outstanding, including a start prior to Cincinnati against Pittsburgh, where he went 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, only 3 strikeouts, which was his lowest strikeout game of the year. Prior to that were both 7K games. Pittsburgh is atrocious against left-handed pitching. They strike out 23.4% of the time. One of the worst WOBAs against lefties and one of the worst team bat. They bat a buck 90. Versus left-handed pitching on the season. I know it's a small sample size, but a buck 90. That is bad. Really bad. They don't even have Starlin Marte on their lineup anymore. Sure, they call up Osuna. The rookie's hitting pretty well. But they're facing Tyler Glass now, who their offense should tee off on. So he's going to have good run support. He should be able to just... He should pitch very well for 6-7 innings. Minimal damage if all goes well. If he's pitching the way John Lester should be able to pitch. He should be able to get you 6-7 Ks. And cruise to a win. 11-6 is a great, great cash play and even a good GPP play. Johnny Lester, big fan of Johnny Lester tonight. Johnny Cueto, $11,100. outstanding pitcher. I love Johnny Cueto. I like him tonight. I like John Lester more. But John Cueto, can't ignore him. Phenomenal arm. Going up against the Dodgers, who have this game, this series, both games 2-1. But the Dodgers do hit righties better than lefties. That's been well established. But they still strike out 21% of the time. But, yeah, they crush righties pretty well. That's been documented. But Cueto is not your average righty. That's quite obvious. He has not faced them yet this year. But he's outside of his Coors start. He's pitched pretty darn good. So we'll take that into account. His only start at home, 7 innings, 2 earned, 6 Ks. That was against Colorado. It's a little roll of the dice, but it is the Dodgers. So I like Johnny. I think people will be either going Thor or Lester if they're paying up. So he won't be owned as much, I hope. I could be wrong. But I like Johnny Cueto as well. I like all three high-priced arms. I have no problem with them at all. I think I go Lester just because I don't think he'll be owned. I think he'll be the lowest owned out of the three, actually. And now that I think about it, I think he'll be the lowest owned. So give me Lester, Syndergaard, Cueto in that order. But even though I think Syndergaard has the highest K upside, but I like Lester for ownership-wise. So give me Lester, Syndergaard, Cueto in that order. We go to Carlos Martinez at $8,900. Yes, Carlos. Throw strikes, please. Throw strikes. Limit the walks, which you did your last start, you big man, you. But you gave up 5 runs in Milwaukee. But prior to that, it's way better than those 8 walks you gave up at the Yankees. He's got the goods. He's got to keep that control under. He's facing a Blue Jays team that just can't hit the baseball. Just can't hit the baseball, especially with right-handed pitching. Walkestra had a couple rough innings, but overall pitched really well yesterday. Got through 6, got you like 18 DraftKings points with that one really, really rough inning. A couple errors even in that inning. It was frustrating watching that on my GameCast while I had a game on the TV. If he does not have that rough inning, Walker's like cruising to 7 or 8 innings. He pitched really, really well, actually. That Toronto lineup is just atrocious. So if this game plays, this is a very nice low price for a high K potential arm of Carlos Martinez at $8,900. Big fan of getting some C-Mart in this game for some salary relief. If you want to start a tournament, because that's the one thing we've noticed here early on. I will say this. There's been so many good hitting nights that some of my better lineups and guys I've talked to around, not big names, I'm not trying to say I'm like just regular guys, just like me. We've been doing really well by not paying up and getting guys in the 8s and 7s and even say like Jesse Hahn last night. Remember, every night I've given you guys low names and it seems like at least 75% of the time they're hitting. Jesse Hahn, Chavez, guys like that. And when those guys are hitting, your bats go off and boom. It's worth the gamble most nights if you're playing GPPs. Carlos Martinez, you can start his lineup, your lineup with him instead of the others, but the weather's horrific there. Keep that in mind. Like Wade Miley last night, dealing. Miguel Gonzalez, I got a list. We can go on and on and on. Here's another one. Vinny Velasquez, $8,900. We talked about him yesterday, so we won't go too long. The game got rained out. Going against the Marlins. Big K upside. I like him a lot. Not a lot to be worried about outside of Stanton, Velasquez, and Ozuna in that lineup. Vinny Velasquez, big, big, big strikeout arm there. Like that a lot. Now it gets interesting. Really interesting. James Paxton, my boy. My boy. I can't go to the well. I can see why. I'm going to have, like, if I put 50 lineups in, like, the quarter arcade or the dollar, if I do that, I'd say I'd have, like, 10%. Give me a little bit of action of him just to have him because I like him so much. He's such a talent. But Detroit mashes left-handed pitching, like, crushes him. They strike out 20% of the time, but they have one of the highest WOBAs in baseball against left-handed pitching, and a pretty good average against them. They crush them. I know Miggy's not there, but they absolutely they have a right-handed lineup just built to crush lefties. He got beat up his last time out against the A's. The only thing I'm thinking is everybody's going to be on them, on the Tigers, because of what they did yesterday. So there's that going. Everyone's going to be on them. So it's hit and miss. I could see Paxton being super low owned, so he's a great tournament play if you want to roll the dice. So I'm not telling you not to completely own him, but temper your expectations from from games in the past. I hate it. I hate not going all in on him like I usually do. But temper your expectations on James Paxton. I want to see how he rebounds. He's a young arm, but he's good arm. But the Tigers crush left-handed pitching. An arm I will be going to, Dylan Bundy. And this is going against a lot of what we talk about with the Rays, because Rays hit lefties pretty well. They strike out 28.6% of the time against lefties, and that's why we're targeting Dylan Bundy. Strike out 28.6% of the time, but they have a great WOBA against lefties and a decent average against lefties. But Bundy, no one runs his last time out against Boston, no runs against Toronto, 3 against Boston, 1 against Toronto. 3Ks, 6Ks, 3Ks, 8Ks, each just dealing. 1.37 ERA, $7,800. GPP only. Because the Rays do hit lefties really well. Cover your rear end with a stack elsewhere of Rays, like we like to do. Rays are our guys. It's our slogan. We like Rays bats. But Dylan Bundy, I like him a lot tonight. The kid is solid. He's looking good. He's finally on the scene. Stays healthy. This is our guy. So Dylan Bundy, get him in your lineup, $7,800. A guy I might like more than Bundy tonight, and he finally put it together his last start. He's looked better and better every start out. He's getting there. I was big on him in the preseason. Struggled in his last 2 starts. He's looked phenomenal. He's got such great K upside. Sean Manaea of the Oakland A's, $7,600. Last time out against Seattle, 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks. He has 6 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. Just filthy. And he's going up against the Los Angeles Angels team. Strikes out over 21% of the time against lefties. And is bad against left-handed pitching. Horrible. Jesse Hahn shut him down from the right side last night, and they're worse against left-handed pitching. I love Manaea tonight. Sure, it's scary with Trout and Pujols. I get it. But as a team, they struggle against left-handed pitching. Manaea's young. He can lose command easy, and that can be a big problem. I get it. But I'm going to roll the dice. Nice value play with Manaea at 76. Another value play, Shoemaker at 75 with the A's. The A's bats ice cold last night. I'll go back to a nice cheap value stack. They're always a nice value stack because they hit lefties very well. But Shoemaker, if you want a GPP play at 75, not a bad look there. Another GPP play, Alex Wood, 74, is because the Giants can't hit a left-handed bat. GPP only, though. I have a feeling I have a little mini giant stat going against Wood I like tonight. Chin against Philly, we mentioned him last night. I like him going up against Philly, but I also like a mini Philly stack. GPP only with Chin. I can see the appeal there. If you want to go Daniel Norris, GPP only at Seattle, but I love a Seattle stack also. These are just punt play GPPs. I got Norris because of they don't strike out a ton against lefties. But they only bat .176 against lefties right now. It's really surprising because that lineup is built to hit left-handed pitching. It really is. But you break down their numbers to start the season, the Seattle Mariners I'm talking about, their WOBA is one of the worst in all of baseball. They stuck out like such a sore thumb to me. This is why I built that chart I told you guys about on Monday. Because if I never built that chart, I just would have walked and go, oh, Seattle versus lefty. Plug and play. Sweet. This is why I built the chart. You look at this, you go, whoa. Okay, I'm going to take a step back. Now, does this mean Seattle's not going to beat up Daniel Norris? No, because Daniel Norris, he shows signs of the prospect he was, and he shows signs that, oh, no, he still has a lot of work to do. But the Mariners have been really bad against left-handed pitching this year, surprisingly. Nelson Cruz is still an auto play against left-handed pitching. He just rakes. But Daniel Norris is a sneaky, sneaky GPP play tonight at $6,900. And then last but not least, the ultimate, just close your eyes and pray. But it worked last night with Irvin Santana at 71. Hector Santiago, $5,500 for the Texas Rangers. Yes, Hector Santiago in Texas. Not even in Minnesota, in Texas. He has a 2.19 ERA on the air. Smoke and mirrors, Santiago. His last start out against Detroit, who crushes lefties, remember? 6 1/3, 7 hits, 3 earned. prior to that against the White Sox, who hits lefties well. 7 innings, 6 hits, no earned. Prior to that, against Detroit again, who crushes lefties. 6 1/3, 3 hits, 2 earned. Against three teams that crush lefties. The Texas Rangers, they can't hit lefties. Just like the Mariners, you think it's a team that crushes lefties. They strike out 26.7% of the time against lefties. 0.243 WOBA. .170 batting average against left-handed pitching. .170. The Texas Rangers. I was shocked. Absolutely shocked. So it's GPP only because you got like Mike Napoli and some others in that lineup that you wouldn't be surprised if Hector Santiago gave up 10 runs today. No one would be surprised. No one. But Hector Santiago, folks, GPP punt play. I'd play him over Daniel Norris on a punt, and you're going to save $1,400. If you're going to punt one of those two, you punt Hector Santiago, you save $1,400, you go play Coors Field. Or you put Hector Santiago with Noah Syndergaard or with Cueto or with Lester, and you go play Coors Field. You go roll those dice. Because even if Santiago does bad, you have one of those aces that does really well, and Coors Field goes off, and you're still making money. This is how you play DFS. And if Hector Santiago goes off and all that other stuff goes off, you tweet me your lineup and let me know how you did. Because I'd like to see how much money you made. I really, really would. Because it'd be a lot of fun to see. So there you have it. Noah Syndergaard, 12-6 versus Atlanta. John Lester, 11-6 at Pittsburgh. Johnny Cueto, 11-1 versus Atlanta. Carlos Martinez, 8,900 versus Toronto. Vinny Velasquez, 8,900 versus Miami. Dylan Bundy, 7,800 versus Tampa Bay. Sean Manaea, 7,600 versus the Anaheim Angels. Matt Shoemaker, 7,500 versus Oakland. Wee Yin Chin, 7,100 versus Philly. Daniel Norris, 6,900 versus Seattle. Hector Santiago, $5,500 at the Texas Rangers. Let's get into your bats. We're going to kick it off at the catching position. And we kick it off, obviously, you got Matt Wieters in Coors Field against Tyler Chatwood, $4,100. If you are fading Santiago, Jonathan Lucroy, $4,000. You got JT Realmuto, $3,600. I love Buster Posey tonight, $3,500. I told you a little giant stack against the Dodgers. Posey at $3,500 is still too cheap. He was cheap, I think, $33 against Kershaw last night, played well. Posey hits lefties well. I know he's not the prototypical power bat in the middle of the order you're looking for, but he does have like close to 20 home run pop. He is hitting really well. He's like multi-hit game. And for multi-hit game, he's driving in a run here or there. Wood is not that good. I like Posey at $3,500 for a catcher. He's worth the price tag. Wilson Contreras, $3,300 against Glasnow, very good as well. And Posey only if you're paying up at catcher. I want to clarify that. I'm not saying go all in on catcher. Only if you're paying up. There's cheaper options. Contreras, $3,300. Molina, $3,300 against Latos. Molina's got good history against Latos. I just don't like that St. Louis lineup. So it's only if you're using like one bat or two bats from St. Louis, use Molina. Otherwise, stay away from St. Louis completely. Plus, the weather's horrific there. Remember that. Cameron Rupp, if you're doing a righty stack against Chin, Rupp's $3,300. We have Tony Walters, if he's playing against Rourke in Colorado, at $3,200. See if Chirinos is in the lineup for Texas against Santiago at $3,100. You got Austin Hedges left the game last night. I don't know if he got pinch hit for or what. But it kind of came out of nowhere. It was really weird because I was watching like three game casts and two games on TV. And all of a sudden, his turn in the order came up and he wasn't hitting. So pay attention there. He was $3,000 tonight against Godley. So it's a great matchup for the Dot or for our Padres for a potential game stack there. Pretty pumped on a possibility there. So keep your eye on that one. Moving on to, why did it do that? Oh, you mother. Oh, man. DK's messing with me right now, boys and girls. Okay, there we go. Back to normal. Okay. Now we got Francisco Cervelli versus lefty. If you're going to try to make a contrarian stack against Lester, Cervelli against lefty is always a good choice at 29. Steven Vogt, 2,900 against Shoemaker. solid look there. A good punt play at catcher. Zunino against the lefty, 2,800. James McCann versus the lefty. I like it. If you're playing the Tigers, he's hitting like sixth, I think, in the order, sixth or seventh. He went yard again yesterday, $2,700. Solid play there. You know, you got Leon against Severino, $2,700. For the Tigers, first base catcher eligible. If you want a punt play and you want to really, really roll the dice, John Hicks, he's called up. He's been playing a lot of first base with Miggy out. Massive power potential. Massive power potential. He's also got massive 0-for-4 potential. But massive power potential, gap potential, $2,600. So if you want to roll the dice, GPP play, John Hicks, $2,600. And that should do it for us at the catcher's position. If Hedges is out, Luis Torrens is playing at $2,200. Not the best bat in the world, but if you want an ultimate punt play, just if you want a punt catcher, just a punt catcher, and really roll the dice, but then you have money all over the diamond, Torrens at $2,200. That's usually, if you want to punt a position, like a lot of guys will punt second base or shortstop or something, go punt catcher and load up elsewhere. That's the smartest thing you could ever do. Don't punt like an outfield position or something else. Why punt an outfield position when you can go punt catcher at $2,200 and then go get Mike Trout and Bryce Harper? Why would you punt an outfield position when you can go punt catcher? It doesn't make any sense. So if you're going to punt, go punt with Torrens at catcher for $2,200 and go load up somewhere else. Going to first base, Paul Goldschmidt, $5,000. Zimmerman is on fire in Colorado. He's on fire everywhere. Colorado, $4,900. You got Rizzo against Glasnow. The Cubs stack fully in play. Should be low on with a lot of other good stacks in play. Rizzo, $4,800. Will Myers against Godley, $4,800. Mark Reynolds having a great series against the Nats. He's $4,500. He's just off to a great year. Everyone thought, oh no, where's he going to go? Signs a minor league deal. He is crushing it right now. Be interesting to see what the Rockies do, because Dahl and Desmond are coming back very shortly. Some decisions in the Rocky Mountains. Chris Davis against Cobb, $4,500. Freddie Freeman, he hits Syndergaard well. He's $4,300. If you're going to play any Braves, you play Freddie. That's about all you're going to play. But you're not getting much of a discount. I want to clarify that. So I can't blame you. If you want to play him, I get it. But you're not getting a huge discount, so GPP only, but I don't know if tonight's the night to get too cute right there, but I get it, but I don't know if it's the night to get too cute. Matt Carpenter against Latos at $4,100. If the game gets in, it's a good look. Kenny Vargas against Hamels, $4,000, not bad. Party at Napoli's, $3,900. Albert Pujols, $3,900. Tommy Joseph, $3,900, all against lefties. Lomo, $3,800 against Bundy. You got Gregory Bird, $3,600 against Porcello. V-Mart, $3,500 against Paxton. I got Jay Bruce. Love Jay Bruce at $3,300. The Mets are stupid cheap against Julio Teheran. I know the weather might be cold and wet, so the ball might not fly as well. I get it. Teheran's not a horrible pitcher, so it's a very low-owned GPP dicey stack. I wouldn't go all in, like a two- or three-guy max stack. I love Jay Bruce. $3,300, first base outfield eligible. Great play. Batting fourth in that lineup against Teheran. Really solid look there. If you want to try Justin Bourne, that small park in Philly against Velasquez, 33, but I wouldn't go there. But you can try him. I can't blame you. He's there. Mitch Moreland, $3,000 against Severino. Silly cheap. Nice cheap first base option there. If you want to go that route, I don't blame you. Cody Bellinger, he is on DraftKings, folks. $2,800. He's actually been there all year, but now you can use him. $2,800 against Johnny Cueto if you're feeling the itch. You're feeling the itch. And Yonder Alonso, still stupid cheap. $2,600 against Matt Shoemaker. Having a really, really good year, and that price tag has not moved. The A's are so cheap every night. I know no one likes to use them, but they're productive more often than not. People just don't pay attention to it. Second base, Daniel Murphy, $5,300 versus Chatwood. Dozier against the lefty. Plug and play, $5,000. I don't care if it's Cole Hamels. Saying it year in and year out this, or day in and day out this year. Hamels in Texas is not Hamels like normal Cole Hamels. DJ LeMahieu in Colorado, $4,900. Go Brad Miller against Bundy at $4,300. Rugio Dor, even though it's a lefty, actually has pretty good numbers. He's only 4,300. Ian Kinsler versus a lefty, 4,200. Robbie Cano hits lefties okay. He's 4,100. I like Jonathan Scope at 3,800. Righties hit Cobb better than lefties, actually. Solarte, 3,800. Look at your Starlin Castro off to a great start this year, hitting the middle of that Yankees order. He's 3,700. A little Yankee stack is in play against Porcello. Zobris is only 3,700. That's really cheap. His price tag is down for a guy that's producing, second base outfield eligible. Cesar Hernandez, he's got good numbers against Chin, and he's only 3,500. Very nice price tag there. Jed Jericho, 3,400 against Latos. You get yourself some Brandon Phillips if you're really feeling itchy at 33. I wouldn't go there, though. I would not do it. Colton Wong at 29 is a decent punt at second base. I don't mind that. Jed Lowry at 2,600 is a good punt as well. That's about as low as I would go. You got Adam Rosales at 23 if you want as well. Third base, Nolan Arenado, 5,600. Anthony Rendon, 4,800. Chris Bryant, 4,700. Manny Machado, 4,700. Miggy Sano hit another bomb on Tuesday. 4,600, sorry. Mikel Franco against the lefty, 4,100. Jacob Lamb is back. He had the day off against the lefty. Righty back on the mound. And the one and only Trevor Cahill, he is $3,900. Yes, Jacob Lamb is back. Ryan Schimpf against Godley, 3,900. Joey Gallo hit another home run on Tuesday, 3,600. He's facing a lefty, so temper. Nick Castellanos against the lefty, 3,600. Nice price tag there. Nicky Castellanos, middle of that order, 3,600. Plug and play. Chase Headley, really cheap, $3,300. Nice play there. Turner against Cueto, 32. You got Healy, Peralta. Third base, pretty limited tonight, honestly. Surprise-wise, you're going to have to pay up at third base. Yeah, really limited. Wow. I wouldn't go past Headley. I'd stay up top. Pay up at third base tonight is the moral of the story right there. Definitely play up. Don't go past Headley. So you're going 3,300 or above at third base. Heading over to the shortstop position, you have the one and only Trey Turner, who lost his outfield eligibility. Shortstop only, Trey Turner. God, that's going to put a damper in somebody's days. $5,400. Trevor Story, 52. Yeah, you pay up for Trey Turner. That's simple. Corey Seager at 4,200 is great play day in and day out. I don't know why people are still not paying for him. He's so damn good. Gene Segura, welcome back. First game off the DL. He goes yard 4,100 off the left, and he's facing the lefty Norris. He goes Xander at 41. He's off to a rough start. Aledmys Diaz against 39. I really, really like that price against Latos if that game plays. I like him a lot against Latos, actually. The more I look at St. Louis, they have some interesting plays against Latos. But that game's likely to get rained out. Jorge Polanco at 3,700 against Hamels. You got Chris Owings against Cahill. Owings is on fire right now. He's 3,400. As Drubal Cabrera, if you want a little stack of Mets I mentioned, he's 3,400, hits Tehran really well. The stack I'm looking at is Cabrera, Bruce, Conforto. That's my stack. If you want to sprinkle Cespedes, you can. But I'm looking at three lefties against Tehran. That's what I'm looking at. Addison Russell at $3,300 is too cheap. He is almost my auto play at shortstop today. You can save so much money at shortstop and get a phenomenal player hitting cleanup in that Cubs lineup that you should be stacking. It's like he slipped through the algorithm. Someone missed something with Addison Russell. $3,300. I don't know what happened there. It's a red flag, and they missed. Like it should be 43 or something. So $3,300. That Addison Russell is a mess up beyond mess ups. Taylor Motter at 3,000 is phenomenal as well against a lefty. He is a great play. He should be playing. Haniger is going back to Seattle to check his oblique. So Motter will be playing all week, for the rest of the week at least. So that's a great play as well. You can play Christian Arroyo at the Giants if you'd like. He should be playing against the lefty, 2,800, if you're feeling that itch. Other than that, there's your shortstop position. I want to go past Motter at 3K, so that's limited there as well. Shortstop and third base, pretty bleak right now. Going to the outfield, Bryce Harper, 6,100. Charlie Blackman is on fire, 5,600. Adam Eaton, love him every day, 5,200. Michael Trout went yard again in the ninth to force extras, 5,100. Cargo heating up a little bit, 5,100. Mookie Betts is on fire, 4,900. Giancarlo, I like him as a one-off with the Marlins. Just, you know, his power versus that speed, fireworks are a potential. So are four strikeouts. $4,700. Jason Worth and Coors, 4,600. Christian Yelich, 4,400. You have Mark Trumbo, 4,400. Adam Jones, 4,300. A.J. Pollock had a big night on Tuesday. He's 4,200. Nelly Cruz versus lefties, auto play time, 4,200. Kyle Schwarber leading off against Glasnow is a great play at 4,200. McCutcheon against the lefty Lester, 4,200 is not a horrible play. Kepler, interesting play against Hamels, 4,200. Dexter Fowler against Latos, 4,200. Steven Souza Jr. hits righties well, facing Bundy, 4,100. Love me some David Peralta. Got the night off on Tuesday, facing Cahill, 4,100. Cedic leading off first Bundy, 4,100. Odubel Herrera, 4,100. Gerardo Parra, still too cheap in Coors. He went yard on Tuesday. He's 4,100. Go against Yoenis Cespedes. He's only 4K. That's actually a pretty good price tag for Yoenis. That might change my mind on the stack there. But then again, this lefties rake against Tehran, righties not so much. Justin, okay, that changes my mind. Justin Upton, $4,000. He is on fire facing James Paxton, the lefty. Justin Upton, $4,000. Wow, you can get Upton at 4,000, Nelson Cruz at 4,200. That's a nice 1-2 punch to start your outfield. Whew. Wow. That's just, and I'm talking non-Coors punch. Nomar Mazara, 4K. Robbie Grossman, 4K. Brett Gardner, 4K. Gardner's got good history against Porcello. Kiermaier, 4K. Aaron Judge, $3,900. Jacoby Ellsbury, good numbers against Porcello, is only 3,900. JBJ, off to a hot start, returning from the DL, is 3,900. Piscotty, if in the lineup, 3,900. Yosmani Tomas, he is hitting righties a little bit now. He had three more hits last night. He's only 3,800. Keep an eye on him. Most people won't play him against right-handed pitchers, so good way to get a part of that Arizona stack, low-owned. Marcelo Zuna, 37. Manny Margot, 37. K with the Chris Davis, 36. He's got a couple of career homers against Shoemaker. Benintendi's price tag's back down at 36, makes him a lot more attractive to me. He's one of the top batting average bats in all of baseball. He was up there in the high fours for a little while last week, kind of turned me off on him. He raked. Somehow his price is back down to 36. Welcome back to my lineup, Anthony Benintendi. Aaron Altherr, placing a lefty at 36. Definitely a play. Definitely in play, folks. If you're not pitching Chen, Altherr's a nice cheap bat, gets on base, steals bases, power potential. Batting second for the Phillies. Good play there. Hunter Pence, part of that giant stack I mentioned. They've been batting them towards the top of the order right now. With the way things are going in San Francisco, they're mixing things up. Really good versus lefties. He'll be batting in front of Posey. Good options there at 3,600. Really cheap price tag. This is what I don't understand, DK. For the longest time, you had him in the mid to high fours. Now he's batting. Now he's 3,600 bucks. Explain this to me. Explain yourself, DraftKings. Renfro, $3,600 with the power potential there. Seth Smith leading off for the Orioles, $3,500. You got some Curtie Granderson if you want to get different and weird with the Mets for $3,500. Can't blame you there in a GPP. Jay Bruce again, $3,300. That just stands out like a crazy number. You can go Trey Mancini if you want to get a little different. Like I said, righties hit Cobb's better than lefties, $3,300. I can get into that. Michael Conforto, there he is, $3,200. Unbelievable. I was looking at that last night and just beautiful, beautiful price. Aaron Hicks of the Yankees, if he's in the lineup, $3,100. Nice GPP value play in that Yankees lineup. Be nice if he's hitting better spot in the order. But if he's far enough down, he kind of makes the flop around in the order, which I don't mind. So he gets on base and becomes part of the top of the order, if that makes sense to anybody out there. Then we get towards the bottom. Here's some value plays. Ryan Rua with the lefty on the mound. Might be playing for Texas. Has some decent power history against Santiago. He's 2,900. You have, where was he at? I saw him last night. Jose Azuna of Pittsburgh, the rookie, $2,700. Hitting really well since the call-up. He hits lefties well, right-handed bat. Heredia of Seattle usually leads off against lefties. He's $2,600. Decent little punt play there. Jabari Blash is in the lineup. He bats towards the bottom, but just it's strikeout. It's outhouse or hen house for him. He's either striking out or going deep. He went deep yesterday. He's 2,600. I wouldn't go as much in on him, but GPP, you're looking for the home run. That's what he's going to give you. And you got Matt Joyce, like always, 2,300. Or you can go Jeff Decker, who I actually like better than Joyce, but Joyce leads off. That's the difference. Decker usually doesn't. But see where Decker's at in the lineup. If it's not a horrible spot, he's only 2,000, and he's been playing in center field. If he's in a decent spot at 2,000, I'd almost consider him over Joyce. So see where he's batting in that order. It's interesting. And, yeah, really interesting. So check that out. That's your outfield spots. Couple value plays. But like I said, I'd rather punt catcher almost than the outfield. Just my 2 cents there. But there you got it. There is your 12-game evening slate. Pitching, again, Noah Syndergaard, 12,600 versus Atlanta. Lester, 11-6 at Pittsburgh. Cueto, 11-1 versus the Dodgers. Seamart, 89 versus Toronto. Velasquez, 89 versus Miami. Bundy, 78 versus Tampa Bay. Manaea, 76 at Atlanta. Shoemaker, 75 versus Oakland. Chen, 71 at Philly. Norris, 69 versus Seattle. Santiago, 55 at Texas. Some really nice cash and GPP plays there. Remember, Santiago is GPP only. But I love it. I really do. Really, really do. I hope it works. Stacking, here we go. Obviously, you got Colorado and Washington. 5.84 implied total for Colorado, 5.66 for Washington. Like them both. We're going back to Arizona, folks. We play Arizona in Arizona. That's what we do. We play them, especially against bad pitchers like Trevor Cahill. So give me my Goldschmidt. Give me my Peralta. Tomas is decent, like I said. We're going Jake Lamb against a right T. He's too cheap, $3,900. AJ Pollock, Owings, all great options. But if you're just going minimal, Goldie, Lamb, Pollock, Peralta, that four is always in play. Always in play. And then you build around that. They have a 4.98 implied team total. Then you got San Diego, 4.52 against Godley. Not bad either. You got like Will Myers, Solarte, Schimpf, Renfro. Not bad options. Hedges if he's catching. All good options there. I do like St. Louis against Latos if the rain just looks horrific there. So keep an eye on that. But Diaz is cheap at 3,900. You got Molina behind the dish. Piscotty's cheap. It's a cheap stack with very good upside. Grichik, you got Jericho, Wong, good options. The Cubs against Glasnow is phenomenal. Russell at short is just criminally cheap. You got Schwarber. Hayward is ridiculously cheap. I think I forgot to mention him in the outfield. He's like $3,100. Like, I don't know why I skipped over him. Hayward in the outfield, even if you're not stacking the Cubs, if you want a value play in the outfield, Hayward's on fire, and he's too cheap. You play him. That's not even a punt play. That's just stupid pricing. Again, DraftKings. So you know the bats to play in Chicago. They're almost all in play. Great plays there. Minnesota versus Hamels, they rake lefties. It's a good play because most people don't like to fade Hamels. And I don't blame you. He still pitches well every now and again in Texas. I'm not saying he doesn't ever pitch well in Texas. He's just not an ace every time out like he used to be. It's just not what he does. But so there's a lot more blow-up potential there than others. So we will play against him, and the Twins hit lefties well. So you got Sano and Dozier and company. Baltimore against Cobb, righties hit him better than lefties. Keep that in mind, but that never means do not play Chris Davis if you're stacking. Seattle against Norris. Norris, interesting GPP play because really Seattle somehow just is not hitting lefties this year. Very, very surprising. But Nelly Cruz against the lefty is always in play. He's hitting them well this year still. And there's other ones in play. Don't forget Motter. He's only 3K, which is phenomenal at shortstop. You have Cano hits lefties well. Seager, he's banged up, but there's other options in play there, so keep that in mind. If you're not pitching Wee and Chen, the right-handed bats against Chen, yeah, Alther is a nice cheap outfield option. You got Franco, Cesar Hernandez, even at left-handed, hits him very well. Rupp behind the plate, Joseph at first, a few other good options there. The left-handed bats against Tehran, Bruce, Conforto, dumb cheap pricing there. Cabrera hits him well at shortstop. Then if you want to go Cespedes at 4K is not bad. Detroit against Paxton. That's a really sneaky one. Paxton's a great pitcher, and if he shut them down, it would not surprise me at all. He got beat up his last time out against Oakland. I'm really curious to see how he bounces back. Really, really curious. But I would not be surprised if Detroit goes off on him. Again, they rake left-handed pitching. Upton is on fire. He's only 4K. Castellanos is cheap. He's hitting everybody, especially lefties. McCann, great value behind the plate. Kinsler hits lefties. That cheap value at first base. There's good options on the Tigers if you want to go that route. Tampa Bay against Bundy. A's against Shoemaker. The Yankees, criminally cheap against Porcello. They hit right-handed pitching better than almost anybody in baseball. So, lots of really good options tonight. I'm blabbering on and on now. It's been long enough. The quick hits is over. But tons of good stuff out there. It's a really wide-open slate is basically what I'm getting at. Besides your normal Colorado BS, Chase Fields in play again. But outside of that, there's a lot of wide-open options that might go off. Like last night, out of nowhere, Detroit goes off. The White Sox go off. So there's good chances of other possibilities. I wanted to cover them all tonight for you. So let's get at it. Let's build some lineups. Let's get some green screens. That is your MLB DFS Quick Hits for Wednesday, April 26th. Check me out on Twitter at BDAndrick. Hit me up with your questions. The latest Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, Episode 9, dropping today. It's on iTunes at Around the Bases. Check us out on SoundCloud at SD Sports, where you can find Around the Bases. You can find MLB DFS Quick Hits, this podcast. You can find Benched with Bubba, the latest episode 37, with Casey Bogoslaw of robaseball.com and at MLB Barrels Alert. It's an awesome one. Check that one out, guys. Really good stuff there with StatCast. Check us out on Spreaker, iTunes, SoundCloud, all the good stuff. Most importantly, let's cash some lineups. I'll check you guys next time.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.